It's Great Mondays Radio. I'm Josh Levine, your host, founder of Great Mondays. We help executives from hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations build cultures that attract, engage, and retain top talent. If you'd like to be a guest on our program, hang out for about 20 minutes and I'll tell you how. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Great Mondays Radio. You know, there's a lot that's being discussed and fretted about when it comes to college graduates, new hires, how they're not getting work because a lot of organizations are using AI to do all the basic research stuff. And it's I am concerned that we are sacrificing long-term benefits, long-term leadership benefits, and talent cultivation because of this. And I'm actually I have an amazing founder and creative director on today, Paul Backett. He is the co-founder and creative director of Evolve Agency. It's a design strategy and innovation agency, and they have had for years this really, really powerful and robust internship program that I asked him on to talk about. I think it's really, really interesting. So, Paul, welcome to Great Mondays Radio. Thanks for coming on. I'm so fascinated by this. How long have you been doing? How long has Evolve been around? What kind of work do you guys do? And then what? How did tell me about this internship program? What does it look like? How long have you been doing it?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Josh. It's great to be here today. A little bit about us. We're a design agency. We started about 12 years ago now. I started with two co-founders, which is sometimes an interesting story. They're also two of my best friends. Some people also quite often ask, is it difficult running a business with your friends? So maybe we'll get to that later.
Yeah, could be.
And we're kind of a human-centered design agency. So basically that means that we're obsessed with people. So we love kind of getting into the weeds and kind of really learning about our clients' customers. But that also means we're obsessed with our people, right? Like they're really our customers, right? At the end of the day, right? So we've been running our internship program actually from day one. So it was something that when we started Evolve, we knew it was something we wanted to do. The previous agency I worked at, I ran the internship program there as well. And so already had like kind of a good network in place, you know, connections with schools, things like that. And we'd seen how powerful it can be. So it started there from the start, you know, right? Yeah, like day one, we had our first intern within a few months of starting Evolve when there was just three founders and an intern.
Yeah, fantastic. So what was, when you sort of came in, you had seen the power of, or the opportunity in internships, what was sort of the, what value does it add? Like when you're thinking about this is something, because you're starting your new own agency, right? And so you're going to leave behind what doesn't work. You're going to bring forward what does work. What was it about that program that made you go, this is going to be core to who we are? Why? Like, what did you see in that?
Yeah, it kind of starts out like a weird starting point. Like whenever we start with interns, we always make it really clear to them that this internship is for them, right? Like they're going to get something out of this. And if we get something out of it, then it's a bonus. And that's kind of like a weird place to start with setting expectations.
Yeah.
Something, again, we've learned over years and years and years, and it sets us up in a really good place. So we want them to have a great experience. They want them to see what working in an agency is really like, you know, to get that real life experience. That's, you know, the reason we do it is because that's why we're here. You know, like we're here because people gave us those opportunities when we were young designers breaking into industry. And so there is definitely a bit of like, it's our job to give back, right? It really is our job to give back. And maybe this is a kind of a weird design industry thing, but like that's just kind of the way things work, I think, in our world. So giving that opportunity is key. And then it's like this incredible I don't know, bonus or present, like when that person really clicks, right? So we know it almost immediately. Like we know it almost immediately when someone comes in and all of a sudden they're not just kind of listening and playing along, they're actually contributing, you know? And so that magical moment is like when we know that we have a good fit, you know? Actually, I say fit. I don't love the word fit because I think that's used a lot in kind of like, are people a good fit for your culture, things like that. And I kind of I like it more to be a little bit like, do we care about the same things? Like, do we have the same value systems? Like something more qualitative than kind of just that word fit. But yeah, so when people really start to contribute, it's really amazing. And you know, we now have kind of come full circle in our internship program that the people, so two of our oldest interns 9 years ago, 11 years ago, who are now in our emerging leadership team, they're now running the internship program. So it's kind of like myself and my business partners are able to actually step out of the internship program and it runs itself now. So we've kind of created this culture where it has come full circle and now it kind of runs itself almost.
Have they stayed with the agency the entire time?
Yeah.
They have?
Yeah.
Because so, I could also see like the boomerang effect of like they're here and then they go away and they come back. I mean, that's something I've heard is pretty valuable, right? To kind of, even if people decide that they don't want to do it now, they're like, we know you, you know us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like we're kind of, I guess we're also hoping at some point they might start hiring us. You know, when they go plant-sized, they might start hiring us for some work, but yeah, it's been really kind of a wonderful program. It's helped us build our team. Like, at least half of our team has been built from our internship program. And we run kind of like all year round internships. So we always have this kind of thing of like welcoming people to our company and saying goodbye to people on this kind of like regular basis. And I think that keeps us really, I don't know what the right word is. I don't know, like elastic. I don't know. It's like, we always have to kind of, make sure we're saying things in a clear way and helping people understand not just what we're doing, but why we're doing it. You know, like it teaches us to look out for people, to be humble, you know, kind of a whole bunch of like really, really powerful things.
Here's what I find interesting about everything that you've said so far, is a lot of, if I think about, and what I had said in the intro, right? If I think about why a lot of companies have decided to replace people with AI is for cost effectiveness. And I imagine a lot of what organizations and leaders are thinking is, how do I reduce my costs? And they see what they might see, what you're describing, a constant onboarding and offboarding, you know, and then if we were to have a sarcastic tone, a churn, as a burden. But you're articulating it as a benefit.
Yeah.
You're describing this as a way for you to continue to stay nimble and you're not, and I think this is something that we can all learn from, but you're not obsessed with efficiency.
No.
Right? And so maybe you can talk a little bit about, I don't know. I mean, just, I don't know. Can you just go on? Like, tell me a little bit more about kind of, have I got that kind of perspective correct? And, you know, tell me a little bit more about your thinking when it comes to, we're here to do this for you and we get some benefit as well. And it's not about scaling up as fast as possible.
Yeah. 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 Well, certainly like one of our core kind of beliefs over the years has been staying small. You know, like when we started our agency, we knew that we didn't want to be big. We knew that we didn't want to grow to this kind of big agency that's always chasing work, right? So
how many, just let me stop you, how many people are at Evolve right now?
Our sweet spot is 15. So we kind of always said like 15 people is our kind of like where we want to be. We're a little under that now. We've been a little over that in the past, but 15 we think is a great size.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you kind of talked about like efficiency, right? Like, and we kind of, I think that's the enemy of creativity.
Yes.
Right.
Like, I agree. I yes, 100% agree with that.
And so we're trying to do everything we can to just make sure we're focusing on the work, right? Like we have that strong belief that if we do great work, we get more work. And it doesn't matter how profitable that is, how effectively we push our team through that. Of course, it's important on our client side that we meet their deadlines, that we deliver stuff on time for them so they can kind of look great in their world. But, you know, things that we kind of avoid are things like we don't track time. We don't track profitability of individual projects. Like we keep the teams focused on doing great work. Right. And so I think that the internship, like kind of a part of that may get back to the internship, is that we also believe in kind of education as part of our process. So a bunch of us have kind of taught in the past as well, taught in design education. Mm-hmm. And I would say we're kind of a teaching agency. Like we're not a disappear and come back with a magic answer agency. We like to work really closely side by side with our clients, right? And kind of show them how we do things. You know, there's this kind of bogus thing in the design world that people think they've got these like, you know, unique process, and it's like it's all the same. So it's just kind of lies in general. And so yeah, we love working side by side. And I think so if we're going to be a teaching agency with our clients, we have to have that culture within our team as well, right? And so like our internship program gives us that kind of teaching from day one, right? So like our mentors, so the mentors are not the leaders of the company. The mentors are usually our most junior staff for the interns. And so they get an opportunity to teach and learn how to kind of teach as well. Yeah. As mentoring while the interns are with us. So that kind of, yeah, maybe that, I don't know, a bit about efficiency and about the internship.
Well, so I want to kind of explore this, the gap between an agency like yours, where creativity is the goal and efficiency is not, and all the ideology. And I feel like a lot of folks who might be listening to this, right, are going to be culture leaders or executive leaders or aspiring executives inside of technology companies, other organizations that aren't exclusively. Creativity is part of what, you know, I'm sure there's a department of innovation, but I just don't want folks to dismiss the opportunity to kind of what in your experience, because you've worked with a lot of corporate clients. Yep. In your experience, what does and doesn't translate? Because there's certainly some things that are just not going to be applicable. But if we're thinking about this mentality, and we'll get back to this idea of the internship or the junior employee in a second, but how can larger corporate non-creative output companies, like what are the things that you believe that could also be beneficial for another organization?
Yeah. A core tenet of our process, and again, this is kind of like a learned thing, but also a reactive thing to like where we've worked in the past, is this concept of like play. and that being kind of a core tenet of creativity. And that's something that we always try to bring to our clients' teams. And I think that we're very fortunate that almost all of our businesses repeat clients. And I think what happens is when people get a taste of it and see how powerful it can be, they just kind of want more. Mm. And so creativity is something I think that like we all do it, right? I have two young children, right? Like, and I look at them and they're just bursting with ideas, right? Like, and I actually, my general philosophy is like, we're taught not to be creative through our education systems, right? And so we kind of believe that everybody has it deep down inside them. They have this like play and creativity, and it's our job to kind of pull it out of them, right? And so I think, so I would kind of focus on play there. But then kind of similarly to what we talked about with our interns, like the most important thing there is like, is that there's a culture match, right? Like, with us and our clients' teams, like if they don't click with that and they don't see the value of that, then we probably won't keep working with them, right? Like either from our side or from their side. But yeah, so finding that match where we care about the same things, we believe in the same things, we believe in that kind of highly collaborative process of working together. It's really great for most of our clients, but some clients just don't want that.
Yeah. So I'm trying to extrapolate, right? So of course, like you're in the creative business, and so play makes sense. We're trying to explore all the ideas. That to me, I mean, I'm not going to even just ask a leading question. I'm just going to state my opinion, which is there is a balance that needs to be struck between efficiency. Here's our process. This is the way we do it. Bop, 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 bop. And exploration. Could we do it better? And if we stay too long in the structure, it becomes stricture. And so when you, it really just struck me when you were like, oh, it helps us stretch our brains. It feels like there's an opportunity to do more brain breaks or play breaks or something within the year, within the, right? To be able to, so we don't just get so, you know, in the one channel over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, and I think we often say like the best games have a lot of rules, right? So there's this thing of like, you know, play doesn't just mean freedom. It doesn't mean doing whatever you want. It actually means lots of structure, lots of constraints. Like the best games are so like organized, right? So like it's not the opposite of efficiency. It's actually they're side by side, right? They work together, right? Like if we can have a lot of structure, a lot of really easy to understand rules and to the games that we play as part of our process, then, then we get great results out of them. And then I think we like to think that our clients can, you know, you're kind of talking about these brain break moments, you know, like something that we do a lot of that kind of goes through phases of like getting good press and bad press is brainstorming, like generating ideas, right? And so we definitely believe that like that process of generating ideas needs a ton of structure and a ton of play. It needs both, right, for it to work.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so there's obviously a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but I want to get back to this idea. So of the young employee. So one of the benefits that I am I perceive and I'm hearing from you that maybe you can talk about is this idea of bringing someone on in a low risk capacity to understand not if they're good at what they do, but if it's good for them and good for the organization. It's so depressing to see how resumes or even the expanded resume of LinkedIn is just so such a poor substitute for or a poor representation of one's capacity. It's you can list where you went to school. You can list what you've done. You can list your successes. You can even lie about your successes. You can put percentages and numbers, but there's just, you can have a million interviews, but until you start working with somebody, I don't feel like, you know, and this just strikes me as, and this is something that's tumbling around in my head, but this strikes me as a really interesting way to bring people in and trial, see if it's something. It's like it's not an assumption that it's going to work because you're amazing. It's like you'll never know until you're actually working with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's I think you, like kind of almost what you're saying there is like it's low risk, right? Like, but it's also significant commitment, right? So it's like it doesn't work if there isn't, again, a lot of structure, a lot of planning, a lot of, you know, connections with like, you know, the great design schools around the country and around the world, like that we're connected with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's an opportunity for us to, you know, kind of see if we care about the same things, you know, like see if we love the same things, like if the way we interact with the people around us, with our clients, like it's a way for us to kind of have a check on that. We definitely focus on like our interns are on live projects from day one. So like I hate this concept of like an intern project where it's like someone joins a company.
When I was in school, I took an internship at Landor. It was super coveted and I got to work on something, but like there was definitely like some intern projects where you're like, what am I even doing here?
Yeah, it's so broken. Like whenever I hear that, I just feel so sad. Because yeah, we have them on live projects from day one. They're client facing, they're in the meetings, they're hearing everything that we're hearing. Yeah. They hear the good stuff, the bad stuff, they hear the challenges, they hear the wins. And so yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but
well, I mean, I don't know. I think we're trying to just color into some of the story. Do you pay your interns?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a non-negotiable for
I just wanted to get you on record.
Yeah, 100%. And we regularly review kind of internship rates and make sure that we're, you know, again, offering that, you know, a more than fair pay for their time here in Portland. And we do them in person as well. Maybe that's an important thing to say. We all of our interns come to Portland to work with us.
So the other thread that I want to highlight is that a few of your interns are now in your leadership team.
Yeah.
And I want to counter structure that with some conversations I'm having with clients where it's like, well, you know, you hire people and it's hard to get rid of them. And, you know, it's like, sometimes it just doesn't work out or whatever, but the way that this is working and the way that my hypothesis around making sure that we continue to invest in young employees is that's how you can build a really hardworking and productive staff. Is that how you think about it? Like, what? I don't know. I mean, that's what's coming to me, right? I'm like, fuck, we are going to screw this up so bad if we don't bring these, because what do you expect them to do? Like, then you're like, oops, now we need a senior manager. Like, there's going to be lesser and fewer of them.
Yeah. I mean, we've had a lot less success bringing in senior people over the years. You know, we've tried it a few times, but like, we've just kind of learned that like the best way to grow our team, to build our team, has been through this investment in youth and in young designers. And I think, like, you know, your podcast is about culture. I think it's more than hardworking that you mentioned. Like, it's about like establishing a way of being while we're here, right? And so they become the tenants of that, right? Because they kind of received that when they were interns. They've gone through the process of mentoring other interns. They've grown as designers. They're, you know, they've grown in kind of leading projects and working with clients. And now they become the stewards. And to be honest, they keep us honest. They keep us, the founders, the owners, honest, right? Like, if things are off or don't feel right, they call us out on it and they tell us, hey, like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
And so they're definitely like, it's incredible gut check for us, because like, they've really, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know, a youth player in a football team, a soccer team for you all. Like, they kind of grow up in that culture of that team, and then they become the leaders, and that kind of they set the way of play for the rest of the team. So I think that's the real value we get from it, as well as, you know, they do great work, because we identified early on that they're amazing designers. Right, we can see that almost immediately when we start working with them.
The sport metaphor is pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. Where you have the development team and they, you know, there's just this opportunity and you. So here's what's kind of underlying this whole thing is the inherent tension between short and long-term value. And there's corporations and companies that are just trying to drive down costs and increase profitability just to get to the next quarter and the next year. And I feel like one of the modern challenges of business today is the lack of foresight and investment in future opportunities. And I think the best companies have the wherewithal and the vision to do that. And this is, I think, another example of that. So my question for you, and some of it's come up already, how would we make the case? How might we, let's just do a little play brainstorm right now. How might we make the case to a mid-size, let's call it, I don't know, that they're, I guess the a lot of AI is taking junior jobs at like law firms, right? So research and all that stuff. How might we make the case to a mid-sized law firm that they should continue to hire smart folks out fresh out of college? What is their short-term benefit, right? How do we pre-butt the argument? It's going to be too expensive. We could save so much money if we don't do that.
So just focusing on the short-term? Or like kind of,
yeah, what's the, well, I, that's what I'm trying to do is like, let's go right into like, what's the benefit to immediate benefit. And then we can kind of grow out from that. But it's like, we want to make the case, right? Because they're, I'm not going to change their perspective to be like, you know, it's like, yes, of course we want to make, hey, look in the future, but like right now, hire this person. Why is that going to be beneficial this year?
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe a bit a bit non-specific, but like, I just think, I always believe like new perspectives are essential, right? So like you bring someone into the company, like, I don't know, I think of like, this is another like analogy I use, is like our company is like Jell-O, right? Like, and when we bring someone into the Jell-O, it jiggles, right? So we get this jiggle in our company, right? Like, and sometimes that's, you know, because they're like, you know, people don't like them, but most of them it's because they've brought something really interesting, a new perspective, a new outlook, a new set of skills, a new ability that we didn't have before, right? So like, we want that jiggle, right? Like, but I'm going to like counteract this with like, I don't think what we've done like can be achieved in the short term. I think it's a long-term commitment that we made, you know, like we knew we'd already seen the long-term value of it from previous agencies, right? And so we knew it was worth investing in from the start. And I think if people don't really care about it and really believe in it and are willing to put the work into it to make it work, it won't work. So it's kind of like to have the short-term benefits, I think you have to have the long-term vision and commitment for it.
I think that new perspective is really, I actually think you're giving it a bit of short shrift. I think there are too many organizations that can't get out of their own way. And they are driving towards one thing, being more efficient, being good, more profitable or whatever. And when you bring new people in, you're right. They do bring new perspectives. And the wrong thing to do is try to beat that out of them, right? Here's how we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Here's what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want them to, I mean, like, last year's a good example. Like last year was a tough year for us. Like, I mean, I think everybody's hurting out there in the small business world and agency world. It's difficult. It's really hard right now. And we had to make the really tough decision to pause our internship program for a little while. And we missed it. Like we really deeply missed it. Right? Like, and then we started it again in the fall last year. And this wonderful intern that joined us just brought new energy, right? Like, and people were suddenly like, back clicking in to like, oh, this is why we do this. This is why this is important, right? So like people saw it, they felt it, that energy kind of like reinvigorated us. So like, definitely like it's not always easy, you know, like it's not always an easy choice to make, but we've seen such huge value over the years.
I love this concept, and I love being able to talk to somebody who has the experience to be able to articulate what we might be missing if we are going to, you know, not bring on new young folks in you're sacrificing that kind of new perspective. And I don't know this. I just thought this was really interesting. Before we wrap up, talk to me about surfboards.
Surfboards. So this is actually like, I was kind of, Chris, I think, had mentioned that we should talk about this. And this is kind of almost like a bit of a failure for us, I think, over the years, to be honest. Like, so everyone that comes to our office, we do a little tour and they see that we have a rack of surfboards. The story actually comes from one of our Australian clients, and we went to visit them, and they live right by Bells Beach, like the best surfing beach in the world, right? And one of their senior leaders in that company, we were kind of walking down, they can literally walk into their street and like check out the waves and decide if they want to go surfing. And he was talking to this like new designer that had joined their team. And he said, the most important thing you need to know while you're here is that you're here to surf, right? He didn't talk about the work. He didn't talk about like doing great projects, delivering great products, you know, like talked about you're here to surf. And if you focus on that, everything else will be fine, right? So we just love that kind of that concept and that feeling. So we have a number of people in the company that surf. And so we bought a bunch of surfboards, right? And so we have surfboards, we have wetsuits, and we keep an eye on the weather, especially in the nicer times of the year. And if it looks good, everyone kind of packs up on a Friday and we go out to the beach for an afternoon, you know. Not everybody surfs, you know, like some people get in the water, some people just hang out. But the failure here is that like I think over the years, it gets harder, right? It's kind of like we almost talk about this idea of like forced fun, but it gets harder to do those things, right? Especially as you get bigger and you get more work and you get more busier, right? Like, and I think at times we forgot to do that.
Yes.
So we kind of, but the cool thing is the surfboards are always there. So like, we're always reminded that we're not doing it if we're not doing it. But then when we use it, it's great. And, you know, like, I guess the happy end to this story is we did do a beach day last week. So we haven't completely forgotten it. But yeah, I kind of remind, maybe the reminder is like, have something that makes you do these fun things. Like, it really was something that kind of built us when we were small up to where we are. And like, just can't forget that, you know, and make sure we keep doing it.
I love it because it's an authentic example of a ritual.
Yeah.
And right, it's not, I disagree that it's for, I mean, I understand what you're saying where it's like, hey, this is something we've always done, but it feels very authentic to me. If you're like, we're going to go to the beach day. And I think forced fun would be everybody has to go surfing. Right. But it's like, just no, it's a beach day. It's not a surf. It's a beach day. We're going to go. We love doing it. It's important to do. We're going to make the time to do it. And that those are some of the best, most powerful rituals are the ones that really are, organic and come from a history. There's a story.
Yeah.
Right. When you have a new intern, what's the deal with the surfboards? Oh, Paul says, I'm so glad you asked. Right. You're like, and then you're going to tell the story. And that reveals to a client, an intern, whatever it is, about the organization and what you value. And that I think is really, really powerful. Paul Backett, a co-founder, creative director of Evolve. You can check his work out. Amazing work at evolve.agency, a design strategy and innovation agency. Just a reminder, if you want to check us out on YouTube, we have a YouTube channel. So just look for Great Mondays. You can see the antics and the interactions and see what Paul looks like and how we have matching beards. I didn't tell him. Mine's a little grayer than his, but that's okay. So anyways, Paul, amazing. Thank you for talking to us. I appreciate you making the time. Really interesting conversation. I think we're going to continue to have, hopefully we continue to have and push back against the onslaught of efficiency and the spirit of play and creativity. Amazing to have you on Great Mondays Radio.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio. Hey, if you want to be a guest, head over to radio.greatmondays.com. And if you think this episode was interesting and your friends and fans would enjoy it, please share on social media. And if you want to get more people to understand the power of company culture in business today, please rate and review Great Mondays Radio on your podcast feed. It really helps us reach more people. If you want to hear more candid conversations with culture leaders, subscribe to Great Mondays Radio. I'd love to connect with you. Find me on LinkedIn at AKA Josh Levine, on YouTube at Great Mondays, and you can always email me, josh@greatmondays.com. Find out more about our work with hypergrowth technology and social enterprise organizations at greatmondays.com. I'm Josh Levine. Thanks for listening to Great Mondays Radio.